Today is 10/10/19. It has been a long time since I've been on here. Man, I see now that if I would have just been recording every day, I would have had a whole story on this Anchor app. But you know what? Some days I just didn't feel like talking. You know, some days I went without speaking a word to anybody. In those days, I found that it would have been hard to go ahead and record on here, you know, if I made that like a goal, like I'm going to record on Anchor every single day. There would have been days it would have been really hard because I would have just broke down. Today may be one of those days. I'm not crying out of sadness or, you know what, let me stop lying. Yes, I am. I've been doing really cool things in my life. I've been, just doing really cool things in my life. And I actually have a book that I'm self-publishing that I haven't really promoted or mentioned to anybody yet. I was just going to kind of do it when it was done, you know, put it out there when it was done, just to show people you don't have to tell everybody your next move. But while getting this together, man, I've went through some things. I still am. But things aren't, when you go through things, it's not bad. It's a great thing because that means that there's something better. But I just want to recap on everything. Just so you could see where I'm coming from, because a lot of times people get a misconception that just because I'm wearing it well doesn't mean that it's not heavy. I wear the weight of the world very well. And the reason I do that is to show humanity that we can be free. But the journey there has to be one full of faith. One full of faith, one full of trust in something bigger. It has to be full of guidance from something you can't see, but you hear and you feel. And you just know that it's right. And that's hard for the world to understand, because we've been taught you need proof of everything or else it's not real. And that's actually not real. That's an illusion. You don't need proof of everything. The proof will come after you have the faith. And sometimes I just, you know, I forget everything that I've accomplished and I forget how far I've come. And I sit back and I say, like, man, when can I relax? Like, when will I reach a point where I'm like, all of this worked out perfect. You know what I mean? Like, but there is no perfect. And everything that I've accomplished this far, in 1 year, actually, like, it's pretty fast now that I think about it. But I've done a lot in 1 year, man, like, compared to where I was in my life last year. It's a lot. And I didn't plan none of that on my own. I didn't do none of that on my own. I did everything by listening to my guidance and just going with the flow and going with every idea I get and listening to my intuition over logic. And that's kind of what's brought me here now, to this point that I'm at. So maybe around like April, May. No, it was April because it was right after Nipsey passed. I just started getting all this knowledge and all these visions, and that's actually what my book is. It's dedicated to Nipsey. It's dedicated to Lauren London, and it's dedicated to Jabari. It started out with speaking about death, and it just ended up being a whole bunch of information. And then I also made it almost like a scrapbook too. Like it's straight from my mind, man. It's not a typical book, and I'm proud of it. I had the most fun doing it. I finished it in like 3 days because I had fun doing it. But that's not what I was getting at. Back in May, I just felt like I should be doing more. Like, I know I could do everything. I could literally do everything. Like, I could do visuals. I could speak. I could write. I could act. I could dance. I could have fun. Like, I could travel. You know, I could do all these things. And so I wanted to do all of them. So I started feeling like, well, who can do these visuals for me? I actually had very specific visuals I wanted to do. There were some songs that have got me through parts of myself just by singing the words to myself instead of another person. And I wanted to put visuals to those songs. And that's what started that. And so I was like, well, universe, I'll wait till you bring me somebody to do the visuals. And Kyle, those of you that know Kyle from my past or have had read any books, he kept coming to mind. Kyle and I have a history, a very traumatic history. if you have followed me for a while, or if you know anything about me or have read my book, I'll just touch on it quickly. He was very bad on drugs. I helped him get sober enough to leave. And that's where my journey just flourished. You know, I began my journey while I was with him, but when I let him go, I did more. And so anywho, he kept coming to mind. And I kept telling myself, like, nah, why would I bring him back into my life? And that urge just kept saying, nah, reach out to him. And I kept fighting it. I kept fighting myself. Kept fighting it, saying, like, why would I? My ego, my pride, like, my normal human mind is saying, like, no, I don't want him back in here. But my intuition kept saying, you gotta. So finally, one day, I'm like, fine. Everyone else that I met, there was just nobody else that seemed fitting for the job or just couldn't do it. Or, you know, there was one person that seemed fitting, but he had other plans. So, you know, I gotta let him do that. And this journey with me, it's a very different one from what's normal. So working with me is you have to exercise faith, and you have to have faith in the unknown. And working with me is very unconventional. It's hard to find somebody to have the courage to do that, you know? So the day I finally told myself, right, fine, I'll reach out to Kyle, he reached out to me. And that was kind of proof to me, like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I did need to reach out to him. So long story short, I explained to him real quick. I said, you know, if you want to come to Texas, see how you feel about this. I'll fly you out for a few days. See how, you know, if you're down to do this. So he came to Texas middle of June or beginning of June, I don't remember, for a few days. And I had to explain to him that this wasn't to try and make a relationship work again. This wasn't anything on that level. This was to do work for the universe. This was to get my creativity out to the world. And he agreed with everything. He said he understood and everything. And, you know, I did just have this nagging feeling, and that was my intuition saying, there was like, he may be just saying what you want to hear just so he can move out of Oklahoma to Houston, Texas, you know? He's had a track record of doing that, of just kind of saying what people want to hear to get his way or get where he needs to get. But I ignored my intuition. And I was like, nah, he can't be like that still, you know? So I brought him here the end of June, beginning of July, to work for me. I hired him, you know, for my company to work for Divine Creative LLC to do these visuals for me, to get my creativity out to the world. I purchased very nice equipment so that he could do all this. You know, he jumped right in. He was learning all these programs and learning editing. And, you know, he jumped right in. He did a lot of work, too. But just, man, 1 week after, 10 days after he was here, you know, it was already a problem. I actually have the conversation recorded. When we spoke, I said, let me record this conversation. I don't know why I recorded it, but I have it on my phone. I have it on video of us sitting there at the table having this conversation. And, you know, it was 10 days after he arrived that we was already having the issue. And the issue felt very repetitive of what I experienced with him before already last year. And my intuition said, yeah, he ain't changed, girl. But myself wanted to believe, but didn't want to believe that. I'm like, no, he can't be the same. Nah. So let's just fast forward to now. He is the same. Maybe not with the same problems, but with the same internal problems, but unwilling to admit that they're there, which leads to an unwillingness to fix them. You know, I made it very clear when I hired him on that I needed a sober mind working with me, because that's the only energy that I wanted in my involved in my projects. He agreed. And when I said sober, I made it very clear, even from weed and alcohol. I mean, completely sober. He agreed. Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It wasn't long before he started hiding everything from me, you know, that he was sneaking weed and buying vapes, and, you know, he would go here and go there. And I knew, like, I'm not dumb. My intuition told me every time he was doing something, and I'm like, you know, what am I supposed to do? I flew this man here. I took him out of where he was. I felt very responsible for his well-being since I brought him here. What I had to learn over the course of 3 months, ladies and gentlemen, is I'm not responsible for another person's decisions. I brought him here with wholehearted divine intentions, gave this man an opportunity to change his life in its entirety. You know, sometimes when you pray to God, God brings you answers. And when people pray to God, I show up in their life sometimes. Now, what people choose to do with what I show up with, that's up to them. And that's not my business. So somewhere in this man's life, he prayed to God to help his situation and to get him out of Oklahoma. Guess who showed up in his life? I did. Guess who got him out of Oklahoma? I did. Guess what he did with it? Same thing that he did with it the last time we were in each other's presence. He did what he wanted with it, and I had to ask him to leave again. So, you know, he perceives it as, it's just weed and it's just alcohol. Yeah, that's fine. In the normal world, it's normal. To normal people, that's normal. I'm not normal. I'm not a normal person, and I'm here to change what's looked at as normal in the world. Therefore, I cannot engage in what's considered normal, and my projects can't have that energy either. And the visuals that he was doing for me, they do have his energy in them, not mine. They're very dark. They show the dark sides of the world. And they're actually not one of them is actually a visual that I wanted to do, as far as the songs that I spoke about. He never wanted to do this. And that's another thing that my intuition said, you know, he ain't here to work for you. He's here to better himself and do what he want to do, get experience under his belt, you know? And I'm just sharing all of this so that you guys could really understand that our life really is created by ourselves, whether you're on the side of the situation like me or whether you're on the side of the situation like him. We're not deserving of anything bad. We didn't, you know, it's not our fault, nothing like that. Everything is created. So I went through so many periods where I was just real hard on myself. Like, how dumb are you, Rashana? Like, you brought this man back knowing what the potential was and you still did it and ignored your intuition. However, I realize now I don't need to be hard on myself because the strength and knowledge that I've gained in this situation, I would have never if this situation didn't happen. I've learned to master myself. I've learned that my intuition is 100% of the time always correct. No matter what a person's words say, no matter how crazy I feel, no matter how crazy I'm told I am, always comes out in the end that I'm correct. And that helps me just trust myself more and have faith in myself even more. And I'm going to just start doing a daily, I guess I'll call it a daily diary, because there's ups, there's downs, there's always lessons though. And what seems as downs, it's not. It's to take you further. You know, last night was the night that everything just broke, man. I just had, like, he had to leave last night, period, point blank. There was no room for any more talk. There was no room for nothing. And I'm not even going to say the situation that broke me. I don't even want to put that out there. But there's, you know, it hit me. Like, he got to go. And he created this. I can't feel bad for it. I can't feel responsible for it. I can't feel obligated to make sure that he's okay. He got to go. And so that's what happened. And so here I am today. You know, my book was supposed to be sent to the printers and published yesterday. That didn't happen, of course. But it'll get done. I'm self-publishing this time, so it's a little bit harder. But it'll get done exactly when it's supposed to. Today is 10-10. The number 10 represents new beginnings, the zeros. And it was very fitting. You know, I woke up today, and I opened my phone, and there was a thing on Instagram that said 10-10. And I was like, wow, how fitting is that, that last night is when he left, and then today I wake up to 10-10. Today I wake up to new beginnings. I don't know exactly what those beginnings are yet. I do, but I'm not going to voice them yet. I think that's another reason why I don't really get on here. I stop getting on here because I don't want to tell everybody my business. Like, I don't want to tell everybody what I'm doing because I like just doing. I don't like talking about it. I like doing it. Because I feel like when you talk about what you're going to do, it gives you a false sense of completion. And sometimes you don't do it, you know? So I'm still at a toss-up how often I'm going to get on here or not. But I'm going to try and make it pretty regular, at least every night maybe, just to maybe learn, speak of something I've learned or something I've done, you know, the joy. The part about this is, this isn't... I don't want it to seem like a sad journey. It's actually the most fulfilling because there comes a point through all of this, you know, today I've cried. Off and on I've cried because it's hard to wake up just with a whole different routine all of a sudden, you know? When you're used to, you know, making food for two people and now you made it for two people but there's only one to eat it. Little stuff like that. That's hard to accept. But when you realize that there's something so much better waiting for you, it makes it easier. And I know that there's something so much better waiting for me. And I will continue to share all of this with you guys to show you that it's possible. Those hard decisions you don't want to make, they gotta be made. They gotta be made for your advancement in life, for your evolution. You gotta do it. You gotta make those decisions. No matter how other people look at you for making those decisions, it doesn't matter. You're here for a purpose. You're here for a reason. And you're not here for the same reason as other people. So for them to not understand doesn't matter. They never will, and that's okay. You're here to do something bigger. But you gotta make those decisions to get there, man. And that's it. My nose is stuffy again, so I'm just gonna get off now. But hopefully next time I get on here, it'll be like a more cheerful conversation. And I just want to be the example to show humanity how free we were meant to be. Peace.